In a new memoir, Alaskan author Kate Troll tackles the issue of conservation and climate change. The book is called The Great Unconformity: Reflections on Hope in an Imperiled World. She says the unusual title comes from a geological point of interest she discovered on a 27-day raft trip in the Grand Canyon.
There's this amazing gap in time where you have 1.1 billion years that are missing between these layers of rock. And the whole notion of being able to put my hand on both sides of these layers and hold the equivalent of a billion years between my hands really resonated with me in terms of the power of our imagination and creativity, what we as mankind have done in terms of being a creative force. But at the same time, the great unconformity in my mind also represents mankind in that we are a species that is now impacting the natural system. We are, just by our very nature, an evolutionary force. So my question that I pose in this book is sort of which of these great unconformities is going to win out in the end? Is it the disruptive great unconformity, or is it the creative great unconformity? So I just thought it was a really powerful metaphor to use through my book on sustainability and climate change. Also, it makes you curious, right? What is the great unconformity?
Right. You clearly have great concern for climate change and for mitigation, but you just mentioned and you found hope spots in moving forward. Describe some of what those are.
So some of those hope spots are the fact that we now, renewable energy, particularly wind and solar, now has grid parity with natural gas and coal. In other words, it's now cheaper to switch over to renewable energy. And that reaching grid parity is kind of the equivalent, the difference between ice and water. It doesn't sound like it means a whole lot, but that 1 degree change really opens up the marketplace and creates all kinds of economic incentives. Even though, for an example, you know, Trump made all these changes to bring back these coal jobs, but the world's economy, the clean energy economy, has already moved on.
Kate, is it hard to reach people on the issue of climate change when there seems to be fatigue on the topic, even with people who are concerned about it?
Yes. And I don't want to be all dry and hit you over the head with these statistics. In other words, I'm going to take you on an adventure. So I actually wrap up these policy insights and these seeds of hope in my adventure story. So we're climbing Denali, we're running rivers, we're kayaking among whales. I'm a firm believer that if you have something important to say, if you wrap it up in a story, it tends to stick and resonate better with people.
Kate Troll is the author of a new memoir called The Great Unconformity: Reflections on Hope in an Imperiled World. She's holding a book signing at UAA on Monday, April 24th from 5 to 7, and she's speaking tomorrow at the March for Science in Anchorage.